Thursday, July 17, 2008, KMT Caucus rejects tax refund review. Conflict. The DPP argued that the proposal would be more effective in boosting demand, but the KMT said it would run counter to the cabinet's stimulus package. The Pen Blue-dominated legislature yesterday rejected a motion by the opposition to fast-track review of a proposal aimed at turning half of the cabinet's special budget request into a budget for tax refunds to spur domestic demand. The tax refund bill proposed by the Democratic Progressive Party DPP caucus would have allowed taxpayers with an annual income of 495,000 New Taiwanese dollars or 16,300 US dollars or less to receive a tax refund of 6,000 New Taiwanese dollars from last year's tax returns. The proposal would also have provided couples who earn 995,000 New Taiwanese dollars or less a year with another 6,000 New Taiwanese dollars in refunds and an additional 4,000 New Taiwanese dollars for each of their dependents. The DPP caucus asked that the proposal be allowed to skip preliminary review, arguing that the measure would be more effective in expanding domestic demand than the stimulus package introduced by the cabinet. The cabinet has proposed a special budget of 130.1 billion New Taiwanese dollars or 4.28 billion US dollars to help local governments finance a variety of spending programs with a view to raising GDP growth by 0.48 points to 4.78% this year. Chinese Nationalist Party KMT Caucus Secretary General Zhang Shuowen said yesterday that the DPP proposal conflicted with the cabinet's proposal to boost domestic demand. He said the KMT caucus hoped to discuss the issue with the DPP and Nonpartisan Solidarity Union caucuses in the next legislative session in September if the public and the government both supported the tax refund idea. In related developments, the legislature resolved after a cross-party negotiation to postpone discussion of a proposal that would allow farmers to choose whether to join the national pension system at the first plenary meeting of the next legislative session on September 23rd. The pension program will be launched on October 1st. However, KMT Caucus Deputy Secretary General Wu Yusheng expressed concern that the government might not have enough time to inform farmers of the new regulation if the legislature approved the proposal on September 23rd. Wu said conflict would ensue if the government failed to promote better public understanding of the measure, adding that he was very, very worried. Meanwhile, Premier Liu Zhaoxuan said two high-ranking cabinet officials visited Legislative Speaker Wang Jinping yesterday to solicit his help in passing several major budget requests before the current legislative session ends tomorrow. joined by Vice Premier Paul Chiu Zhengxiong and Cabinet Secretary General Xue Xiangchuan, Liu told Wang that the central government hoped to win the legislature's full support for the state-run enterprises' budget requests. The central government's request for additional 45.5 billion new Taiwanese dollars budget and the Premier's National Communications Commission NCC nominees. The legislature will deal with these proposals in the next few days. We acknowledge their significance and hope to gain the legislative yuan's support, he said when approached by reporters. Wang said the legislature was expected to discuss the budget requests during the plenary session today, since cross-party negotiations on the requests had been completed. As for the NCC nomination list, Wang said the Premier should lead the nominees in seeking support from legislators.